know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Missouri Ozarks Turkey Camp. Listen to that campfire. Pull that chair in close to that campfire. Turkey season in Missouri starts on Monday, the 16th of April. We're here in turkey camp preparing for the hunt. Marty's out scouting and listening to turkeys right now, so he's not even here with me, my brother, here in camp. We got a great show lineup. My goodness, we're going to have fun. Hey, our story time this week, I got a special request for story time again this week. So we've got the game warden on in segment four. In segment three, we're going to do some turkey calling, how to use a mouth call, a box call. And I have some of the old 45 records from the old days, from the 1960s, from some of the pioneers in turkey hunting and turkey calling. Of course, we're going to get the Vogelvogger on here in a minute. But I'm just going to have a great show. I want to say something real quick. We usually don't do a shout-out, but I want to say I went to Smoky Moe's this week. My good buddy Frank Emo, unbelievable. He's got a custard you got to try, an ice cream with candy bacon. Wait, do you try? Well, there's the Vogelvogger. Good morning, Chris. Hello, Vogelvogger.
Candy bacon and
Oh, it is so good. It is so good. There's no way I can tell you how good it is. How are you today, Vogelvogger?
Doing wonderful. Getting to be in here with Matty G, and just it's a wild morning after last night, so pretty cool. Yeah,
I'll be talking about it in a minute. I got a guest here with me. I got a special guest in our, what should we call this, a homemade studio here in the hunting camp. I've got Anderson Services. Murray Anderson's here with us this morning. Say good morning, Murray.
Good morning, everybody.
Murray's been really busy with the turkey season coming up, and we went to his shop yesterday and worked got some stuff done for the media hunt, and always a great time to get to visit with Mr. Anderson. And we will have breakfast after the show. Can you imagine that?
Woohoo!
So what's going on with you, Murray?
Oh, I can't complain, not a single bit. We're finishing up, hopefully, with enough of the shotguns. We usually have some of the late-minute things, but, hey, it's a little late now if you've got problems before you get out in the woods.
Yeah, but if they need a good gunsmith, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, I'm here in Mountain View, Missouri at 911 County Road 3500. Phone number is 417-934-2175, or you can reach me on the web at MissouriGunsmith.com.
I think Google you on Facebook and find you pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, it's easier there, too. I think I'm linked into your Facebook also.
I believe you are. I'm glad I'm in here doing the radio with Murray instead of being out there. I'm sure those turkeys got blown away last night. I got to tell everybody, we had quite a deal. We was in town last night in Mountain View, Missouri, and the storm sirens went off, and a big announcement. I never knew they had a speaker that loud. This guy was yelling on the speaker. It was really loud. Take cover immediately. Take cover immediately. He had tornadoes and storms. It was bad. Bad stuff.
Yeah, the bad thing about it is when they're done and they call the all clear, you can't understand what he says then. But when he tells you to go and hide, you can.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So we had some really bad weather down here. And, you know, you got to go to the basement. It's not a good thing, right?
No. What happens if you don't have a basement?
Center of your house with no windows. You know, a hallway, bathtubs, bathrooms, things like that.
Bad weather. We were riding the storm out, baby.
It was riding.
Riding the storm.
It was pretty outside, though. I mean, the lightning and stuff flashing across the skies.
Look at the Matty G. He's got a little music going for us.
All right.
Matty G's on it today. Ray, you and Matty G just amaze me when you come up with all the music that fits. You know, you two guys scare me.
Well, you're easily scared. Hey, you know what? We did something this week, Vogler Vogler. I think we shocked the world. I had a low-carb lettuce wrap, and you were eating a salad when we showed food pictures.
I know.
Pretty scary, huh?
That was the waitress looked at us really funny, you know?
Well, I want to tell our turkey hunters to be careful out there, but most of all, have fun. But the woods are extremely open, and I can tell you what I'm seeing, turkey hunters. The gobblers are still in groups, gobbling together, running together. Later in the morning, we've seen a few gobblers with hens. The hens aren't paying attention to them. They're just towing the gobblers. They're just strutting behind them. So if you were going to use a blind, this would be the time, because the woods so open. You move around much, you're going to get busted, because it is extremely open. They haven't been real vocal, a little bit at daylight off the roost, and then they're extremely quiet, but they're strutting. They're all displaying. So if you find a good setup where they come to a field, that'd be a good thing in these open woods. If you are going to move around, stay under the hill. Don't get up skylighted and move really slow and set for 45 minutes an hour and call, and you'll pull one of those two-year-olds in or one of the lesser gobblers that's not with the hens. Because what we saw was two dominant birds in full strut following 12 hens. And then the lesser times, there was five of those, and four of them was chasing one of them. The one running looked a lot like the Vogler Vogler.
Woohoo, waddle, waddle?
Yeah, he was waddling. I just finished up the governor's hunt last week, the youth. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. And so we'll be doing that. So, hey, why don't you just take us into break? We're going to pour another cup of coffee. And scoot in a little closer to that campfire. We got a big old pot of Thomas coffee here this morning. Well, I want to personally thank our buddy Jim for sending us down this coffee for camp. I know all the media really appreciates it, and I know we do. So take us in a commercial break.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be back in a few. Riding the storm.